Well, I think we'll have more to say on the Mexico City policy in the coming days. But I will just take the opportunity to remind all of you that he is a devout Catholic and somebody who attends church regularly. He started his day attending church with his family this morning.
Now, that was Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, last week in response to a question from a Catholic news service asking about his Mexico City policy and the Hyde Amendment. These are abortion-related procedural questions for international money and also for domestic policy funding. And then again yesterday, asked about this question by the same reporter, you know, hey, he's kind of at odds with his church. And she's like, well, his religion is a private matter. And as far as not reaching out to Republicans and, you know, pushing forward his very aggressive pro-abortion agenda, she says, well, that's what he's always believed, and he's going forward with it, as opposed to the unity message that he said in his inaugural address. Joining us now, we have Senator Rick Scott from the great state of Florida. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I know life issues are very, very important to you. What do you see happening in the next couple of years on the life issue, and is there any progress to be made?
Well, Andrew, it's pretty frustrating. I was at the inauguration, and I listened to the speech about unity, and that's about the last thing the Biden administration has done that is unifying is basically invites to the inauguration, because you look at all the executive orders, you look at the people that they've appointed. There is no, they don't care at all about what Republicans think. They are not, they don't care about anybody that disagrees with them. They're just going to railroad over everybody. You look at this almost $2 trillion, supposed COVID bill, although it doesn't have much to do with COVID, they're going to try to pass today that they're going to try to deal with not one Republican vote. We have a 50-50 Senate, and they're going to use a procedure to try to get this done with no Republican votes. They don't want to make any changes. And by the way, Andrew, think about it. How many people really believe Bernie Sanders represents what this country thinks about debt, how we should spend our money? That's who's head of the budget committee now for the Democrats. So it's a pretty frustrating place up here. And I'm clearly pro-life, and they, you know, the Biden administration is not. I mean, it's just as simple as that. And they're going to do everything they can to do the opposite. It's really frustrating right now up here.
I can certainly imagine that, you know, and I know for you, look, you're used to being an executive, right? When you were in your private life and then when you were the governor, you're used to being able to accomplish things. One of my big fears for you going to the Senate was that you would find yourself frustrated by the fact that you have to, you know, basically work in and among such an other group of people. And right now, I can understand. I mean, I can hear it in your voice. It's infuriating to have the president say unity and the media praise him for it, and then he turns around and every single thing he does is not oriented towards unity at all. You were talking about this bill today. I mean, is it going to go through on reconciliation? Are we going to be stuck with a package of a $2 trillion, more than twice the U.S. military budget spending? I mean, is there anything to be done to stop it?
We're gonna find out. We're going to find out where Joe Manchin is and some of the other. Let's look at where we are. First off, you can't run up debt personally. Our company can't, the state can't, the federal government shouldn't be able to just run up debt with no consequences. There are consequences of all this debt. We have $27 trillion worth of debt. Republicans and I, we want to help people that need help. But our goal is not to make is we need to have safety net programs to get people back on their feet. But if you look at what the Democrats want to do, they want people to be completely dependent on government. They want to spend money that we don't have. We don't have money in the bank, by the way. They're talking about spending $2 trillion, which is, you're right, more than twice our defense budget. We're running before COVID. Last year, this year we're in, we're going to have a $4 trillion budget deficit.
Good
Even
Lord.
Before COVID, we were going to spend, this federal government was going to spend over $1 trillion more than what we were taking in revenues. And it's like, everybody thinks that that's okay. I mean, interest rates are down right now. That's great. What happens when they go up? If interest rates go up to the normal interest rates, we only collect about $3.3 trillion of revenues this year. Just the interest expense for the federal government will be over $1 trillion. There will be no money for anything else. And it's like, the Democrats, they don't care. Let's spend money. And they don't ever want to talk about numbers. I've been fighting that Florida taxpayers shouldn't be paying for the California expenses or Illinois pension plan New York that spends twice as much money to run their government as Florida does. And so far we've been able to stop it, but this bill, they just want to give them $350 billion, even though their revenues are not down around the country. State revenues are not down. And by the way, California's budget next year, they're going to increase it by 12%. New York, they're going to increase their budget by 8%. They must not be short of money right now.
I tell you, I hate to jump into real skepticism about this, but when we had Representative Gates on the show Monday, he made the comment. He said, let's let what happened with the last round of stimulus play out and see how the economy does. I think it's going to be just fine. It's almost like they're not willing to wait to find out if it might work. They'd rather jump in, spend a ton of money, and then if the economy does come back, maybe they can say they claim credit for it, but because they preempted the effects of the previous. It's a wild time. Senator, hang on for me for just a second. We're talking to a Florida Senator Rick Scott. Obviously, next week we're scheduled to begin the trial for now former President Donald Trump over impeachment, not to remove from office, but obviously to prohibit from future office holding. I mean, this is a farce to me, if only because there's no chance, unless you say I'm wrong, that you're going to get 17 Republicans vote to convict him. What's your sense of the situation?
Well, the Democrats, they're not serious. This is backward looking. I mean, this is just pure political theater. I would say, there's another white building at the other end of town. That's where they do that, the Kennedy Center. They do political theater and shows at the Kennedy Center. This is just political theater. 45 Republican senators last week said it's unconstitutional. Look at this. I mean, the Supreme Court justice isn't showing up. Doesn't that tell you something? I mean, this is just vindictive. This is just, the Democrats don't want to focus on what's important. Let's focus on how do we get the economy going? How do we pay down our debt? How do we make sure we have more school choice? How do we make sure our law enforcement, our military is doing well? I mean, why don't we focus on the things that people care about? But no, they just want to be vindictive. They think this is good political theater somehow for them. I don't believe it is. And I'm going to continue to focus on where do we go. I'm the new chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure we get a majority back in 2 years.
You know, that's one thing I wanted to ask you about is obviously Republican brand right now is a little bit at a crisis, trying to figure out, is it Trump's party? Is it Marjorie Taylor Greene's party? Is it Liz Cheney's party? Is it is it Mitch McConnell or Kevin McCarthy's party? What is your goal in terms of identifying the brand of Republican going forward?
Republicans are the party of Americans that want to work hard. They want their kids good education. They want to live in safe communities. They want a strong military to defend our freedoms. That's what the Republican Party is. And so if you look around the country, that's what Republicans stand for. We're going to have, and that's what we're going to talk about. And by the way, Biden's making it easier on us because look at what he's doing. Look at these executive orders and the action. I mean, and the actions of his nominees. Janet Yellen says, it's okay. It's just minimal that 3.7 million people are going to lose their jobs when the minimum wage goes to $15. She said that's just minimal. The new head of transportation for Biden, Mayor Buttigieg, he said he's open to raising gas tax. Who's that hurt? It hurts the poorest families in this country. If you look at these individuals, they don't care about people. They got this radical left agenda, and from hell or high water, they are going all in on this radical agenda. I mean, shutting down the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline. I mean, that's what, 8,000 to 10,000 jobs. I mean, those are good paying jobs, and they don't care about it at all. They don't care at all about these people losing their jobs. It just infuriates you. A kid like me that grew up in public housing, watched my dad, my adopted dad's car get repossessed twice. I watched his face. How do you think that makes people feel when they can't pay the rent or they can't pay the mortgage or their car gets repossessed? That's what's going to go on when you just start off just like that. 8,000 to 10,000 people. Oh, you lose your job. Don't worry about it. I mean, that's a ridiculous bad attitude about the by the Biden administration. They don't care about Americans. Republicans do.
Yeah, I was really stunned when I saw like his nominee to be the Secretary of Commerce, the Rhode Island governor. I'm stunned to see the way he's talking about the budget. Or I'm concerned about the military budget on the impact on Florida. There are so many things that it's like I did not think anybody could be so activist, so far to the left, so quickly in this administration, and yet that's what we've seen. Senator Rick Scott from the state of Florida, Senator, I know you have to go if you have other things, but go ahead.
The governor of Rhode Island had the worst economy in the world, and now she runs commerce.
it's unfathomable. Senator, thank you so much for the time. Keep up the good work. I know you're frustrated. Try to channel it into productive things, and you know, we hope for the best, and obviously we're looking ahead to 2 years. Thank you so much, sir.
Bye-bye.